R. Langford's Jesus Thief series, and she's joining us on the WDIS Newsline to talk to us about her book. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Dan. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm good, thank you. Now, what inspired you to begin writing the Jesus Thief series?
Well, I'm an electrical engineer, and I have had two passions in my life. One is science, and the other is belief and what people do because of what they believe. And my husband and I just like to follow developments in science. So one day we were watching a documentary on the Shroud of Turin, which, as you know, is supposedly the, some believe it's the burial cloth of Jesus. It's that cloth owned by the Vatican that has an image of a man on the front and back. And we learned that there is really type AB male blood on the shroud, which is very rare here, but very common in Jerusalem. And that a scientist had actually done PCR replication on, unauthorized, of course, by the Vatican on this blood. Well, I didn't even hear the rest of the documentary. I was off and running. I had the title and the concept in my mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell us a little bit about the ongoing story that you continue with your new book, The Sacred Imposter.
Well, with each book, I just pick up the story where the last one stopped. And I use new books to introduce new characters, new issues, to travel to new locations. And The Sacred Imposter focuses on Mexico and explores themes there that fascinated me. Well, the general history, but the curanderismo, which is Mexico's ancient healing art, and the Virgin of Guadalupe tradition. And, of course, I touched on issues of today, so-called illegal immigration and the plight of those who come here, as well as the concerns of Americans. So it's a book that explores a country just that's miles from me. One day I woke up and realized, gee, I don't know very much about that place. Let me find out.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, tell us, you know, about the title, the Sacred Imposter. What's that referencing?
Well, that refers to the theme of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole series is about an attempt to clone Jesus, mm-hmm. and the boy later thought to be the Jesus clone. And now in this book, there is a second child who is rumored to be sacred. And let's see. I have tried to do one of those one-liners,
mm-hmm.
you know, to describe a book, and I've never managed on this one. But I think what's on the back of the book does the best job. Shall I read it to you?
Go right ahead.
Okay. It says, from the penthouses and ethnic hubbub of New York, to the grand casas and poverty of Mexico City, from the Vatican to the altars of the Virgin of Guadalupe, a thrilling battle ensues over the second infant whose genes may be divine. So, how does that sound?
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. This is the third book in the series. Do you know how
yes,
many?
It is.
Do you know how many books will make up the entire series, or is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret. It's going to be, I am actually writing the concluding scenes of book four,
uh-huh.
which is called The Covert Messiah. And this is the book, this is actually the book that I dodged from the first. The Jesus Thief was optioned for film. Actually, it was optioned for film twice, which is like lightning striking twice in the same place.
Uh-huh. You know, which does happen, but not...
Huh?
And that does happen more often than people realize. Lightning will strike in the same place.
It actually does.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it did for me. So two different producers, you know, have, you know, expressed interest in and tried to make a movie of the Jesus thief. And, you know, I forgot what you asked me. You asked me something about The Sacred Imposter, didn't you?
Well, you were telling us about how the next one will be the final book in the series.
Ah, well, this book was suggested to me. Well, didn't have to be suggested. It was so obvious. But by the producer who optioned The Jesus Thief. And it's the story of the clone as an adult interacting with Wirl. And, of course, it took me quite a while to even attempt this book because what I tried to do with all of them, even though they're thrillers, and, of course, any thriller author's favorite thing is to get the characters backed against the wall as soon as possible.
Right.
But also to convey authentic messages. So how could I authentically, I asked myself, write Jesus or a clone of Jesus in today's world? And when he asked me to do it, I started meditating by coincidence around the same time, and it's amazing. Inspiration just poured in, so the book is almost done.
It sounds very exciting. And when do you think we'll see the first book becoming a movie?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I said, when do you think the first book will actually become a movie and be on the screen?
Well, I don't know. Fingers crossed. I've been out to Hollywood a couple of times now, and one thing that I learned is it's not at all like engineering. It's a creative process out there. So many different things have to come together, the right actors, the right director, all available, all free at the same time, and, of course, the right amount of money. And so it's a process that's not predictable. I'm just fingers crossed.
Well, I think it'll make a wonderful movie, and I want to thank you very much for coming on and telling us about The Sacred Imposter. I assume you can find it in any good bookstore and online, right?
Yes, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all the online sites, and if it isn't on the shelf in the store, any store can order it.
Okay. Now, do you have your own website?
Yes, I do. JRLankford.com. That's LANKFORD. And it's also linked to my Facebook page, which is, I'm very happy. I'm getting a lot of visitors from around the world. And that's, I find that very thrilling because there are characters, you know, from everywhere in this book, in all of my books.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you again very, very much for coming on and talking with us. I'm sure The Sacred Imposter will be a great hit, and we look forward to the fourth one, and we really, really look forward to seeing your books be turned into movies. And I'll keep my fingers crossed for that, too.
Yes, thank you so much, Dan.
Okay, well, take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. We have been talking to the author, J.R. Lankford. Her latest book, The Sacred Imposter, is the third in a four-book series. You're tuned to 11.7.